each other for God, the recording purpose. Very nice experience from the Russian group. I'm sorry we didn't use the mic, but really beautiful. I just summarized for the class. The first experience with this sister Anya, who was in a war zone and had to go on the train, on the bus, because there was bombardment happening. And when she got on that bus, there was this little child crying, and she remembered Baba, and suddenly the bus became like a family, and there was some older people taking care of that little boy and making him well again. So we can see the power of using yoga, right? And the trust on the Almighty Authority. Then there was Zoe, who had this story about a family who was not being, some incident happened, and she was a little bit pulled between going to Madhuban or staying to fulfill her duty to her family. And she just went to bed imagining herself not coming to Madhuban, and she felt terrible. So she knew she had to come. She just made her trip shorter. And then Olga's story, it was about sickness and how she had been in Madhuban and had heard a class by one of the brothers about using yoga to heal. And when she discovered some tumor in her body, she went to hospital, but nothing happened out of it. And using the exercise of yoga that this brother taught and the pranayama, the tumors disappeared. But the faith, the determined faith in Baba. So then we have the other groups. So who is going to share in the group where Simone was with Grace? And who else was in that group? Simone, Grace, Huma, brother, Mani? And who else was there? And you. So who's going to speak for that group? Okay, great. So you'll be the voice of that group. And if someone wants to add something, you just raise your hands and take the mic. No problem.
Okay, in the group we had a variety of experiences, but two that were very similar. I'm going to share that first. The group names, the people in the group name, I don't know. What is your name? Elinbeth and Simone and Moni and myself, Grace. But Elinbeth's experience and Moni's experience were similar. It means that for Elinbeth, it was someone who she had asked for some information, and this person became very angry with her and was shouting. And Elinbeth is so sweet, so she's not used to this kind of angry outburst. And so she didn't know what to do. So she just find that she said, but it is your responsibility. And that got the person even more upset. And then what happened is, this is not a success story. This is a failure story, where she herself was becoming angry, and she thought in that situation she should just, if she had stayed peaceful, maybe it would not have been, you know, become so long. And in Manny's situation, it was the same sort of thing, that he had done a piece of work that had to go through various departments, and the final department before sending out, they were demanding from him that, you know, he was just to check the quality, and this person was demanding that he come to his office because he hasn't done his work. And so he was staying in the peace, remembering himself as a soul, remembering that person as a soul, remembering Baba, remembering drama, and he remained in that peaceful state, giving drishti with the person who was responsible for his department with him. And gradually the person became very peaceful. So there's two sets of it. He used the gyan at the moment, and whereas Elinbeth used the gyan after the moment. So it's a retrograde thing. This is what I should have done, rather than that's not what I did. And the other thing, it was really my story where one morning after Amrit Vela, I decided to check the center's email. But I had a group of young people and we had chips the night before. And so there was some remaining and there were a few young people coming for morning class. So I said, you know what, I'll do the chips so that they'll have it after morning class. I put the oil on the fire and I went to check the email and I forgot all about it. Then behind me I'm seeing this bright glow and I just had to run. The kitchen was almost on fire. It was flames shooting up to the roof. And I just took my hand and took the thing and just threw it to the sink and pour water and it just burned all the net. And I was thinking that how much when I am with Baba, Baba is my protector. Because at that time we didn't have a center that was standalone house. It was a flat downstairs and there are people living upstairs.
Okay, thank you, Grace, for sharing. So if you could go straight in the next group, straight to the learning, that would be very good. Aruna, who's in this group? Oh, Jacques is the porte-parole.
I'm supposed to talk, but I don't need to.
You do, because we are recording.
So, we had this discussion with the sisters. We don't have any personal stories to say, except maybe our sister from the Philippines. Huh? You've got one story, you say, huh? All right. We are going straight to the point, which is facing problem. And our sister here from South Africa had this course with Mohini Ben. No. Right. And she had this point, right is right and wrong is right too. It's drama accurate, huh? So we had this point. We were saying where when you meet problem in life, there's no use to think and think again about it. As we know that this is a game and in the next the problem might come again, will come again anyway. I mean, for instance, we are sitting here now, we've done this before and we will do it again. So whenever a problem comes to us, there's no need to work it and think about it, because we will meet the problem in the next cycle again. So we better think less to save you our energy. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jack. So what is the last group? Who is going to talk for the last group, English-speaking group? So we go straight into the learning point, because there was the idea of having this churning circles afterwards.
Good morning, everybody. I am knowledge taking in Singapore, but spirituality is life is a very well turning point. But everybody can call my group is everybody have the family, have the corporate, the family relation also. Yeah, my side also. Before very hungry, but knowledge, understanding, hungry, all can clear. Before attachment, food attachment, many. But fish, chicken, mutton, everywhere very high range eating. But knowledge, understand, this is soul. Other souls not give the problem. Yes, this is all stop. I knowledge understanding 2 week more. After that, I stop. Everywhere now, my group is everybody can family side also good cooperation. He give already blessed to not cooperation people, blessed to this automatically change the corporate. That's all.
Thank you very much, brother. So, as you can see, there is so many different ways that we can come out of complicated situations. I think the quantity of points in the Murli every day is really amazing. But making use of them is not our real best practice, I find. And so I was thinking that we have my sister here, Simone. I invited her because she really has churned very deeply on the cycle. So I thought she could be an example. But maybe you would like to do other topics as well. Cycle is good? That same cycle... Yes. So what we can do is maybe pass the mic on, and maybe you can direct a little bit how your experience with churning that. And then maybe we can do, inspired by how she does it, we can also divide in churning groups. How does that feel? So... I think it's good if you share how you got started on the cycle and how you churn the cycle, how that helps you come out of situations, giving your practical experience. And then maybe based on that, we could divide on soul, karma, cycles, so to have small discussions if that's the interest of the group. Sister, can you close the door since you're standing? Thank you.
I was thinking now, because it has been so many years, let me take just the first few years, or maybe the first year of my Brahmin life, and then more recent episodes, because otherwise it's like a very long story. When I came into Baba's knowledge, it was like a fruit. It was very clear the fruit of my search. It was a conscious search, because ever since I remember I had been reading and studying esoteric literature, because I grew up with my father. Lokic father used to buy lots of books and all this kind of stuff. So I used to question a lot in terms of history. I was always interested in history, archaeology, and stuff like that, and I was really thinking, you know, there is something wrong with ancient history, because you cannot really believe there was an ancient, high ancient civilizations with all the stuff they tell about. There are, you know, mysteries that are unsolved, like scattered all over the world. And things like UFOs and, you know, Baba said they are the Vimans of the past, and gods and goddesses in mythology in opposition to a stone age. And this was like my thinking. And I wanted to study archaeology to kind of get to really understand these things. And so when I came into Gyan, besides meditation, which was really like a blessing, and I had very wonderful experiences. Baba really took me in. It was like the knowledge of the cycle that really blew my mind, because it was very, very simple and yet so clear. We came from a high past. We fell from grace. And then we are now reaching up the point where we will get back, and there is a method and there is a story. And so the story was there, and I was like, you know, the world needs to know about this, because so many people are already on this path of searching and trying to unlock the mysteries. So many researchers, writers, people who are thinkers, very original thinkers. So, yeah, but the thing is, that was the starting point, the first year. Everything about the cycle is about making connections. Gyan means making connections. You don't go far by only listening to Gyan if you don't connect what you're listening to some other point or some other question you have. So this is like unlocking a train of discoveries, one after another. It's not just like getting Baba's points, because Baba is just giving us hints about the cycle. It's just the starting points. Then he says, go and look for it. That's what churning is about. But it's not just our own churning. We need to study. In the case of the cycle, we need to read. We need to, you know, read books, read researches, and try to make connections between what you're reading and what Baba is saying. Then we can get deeper and deeper into the cycle. This is one aspect, is the general aspect. Then you have your own soul story, your own personal story. What I feel more and more, and it got very clear over the last 10 years, is that Baba, when he looks at you, he does not see you just as a dot. He really sees your life story. He really reads your life stories, your plot, what have you done. For example, in terms of your relationship to Baba, I don't feel it starts now. I feel we have been doing it all along, ever since the Copper Age. And many of us have sacrificed our lives all over, you know, our births, in search of knowledge, in search of God, adoring God, praising God, bringing God to our lives, building up civilizations. You know, it's not just about palaces and gold. It's about bringing up, like building up a culture from scratch with values that we carry. And so Baba looks at you like, okay, this is my child who did that, who built up that kind of culture, that civilization that was like, because the early Copper Age civilizations, they are very, very beautiful. Because that's when God comes in. We tend to look only golden and silver age. But when you look at the beginning of Copper Age, when our feelings for God start to emerge, this is when we express it in the culture. And it's very beautiful because we still have a lot of literature. Everything is there. And many, many discoveries are being made from early Copper Age that we can access and understand. And so Baba sees the soul as that soul who was with him, who was a pillar of social, you know, in the culture where we lived, and who stood up for values and wisdom and even at times of great difficulties, we were like being the pillars of those societies. And so there is this too. It's very vast, I wouldn't go further. But it's not only feeling that, you know, Baba is looking at each one of us as those souls who carry on his work throughout the whole cycle. But since Copper Age, we have been companions. And so it's like when we come to knowledge, he picks us because he wants to gather us all together. You know? Those kings and queens, they are not interested in palaces and gold only. They were really doing very valuable and important stuff. And all those preachers and philosophers and thinkers. So if we look at us in the sense we were the original thinkers, we were those who began the confluence of silver and copper age. And another thing, just a drop of a thought that came. We were discussing how Baba interferes in our life, in our practical life. And when we read and we study the time of the deluge, how do you call the floods that happened between silver and copper age, we can find that many, many people in different places all over the continent were taught to build ships, you know, to gather a community, to save their lives beforehand, before the floods came in. And this is like God's interference at that point, you know. Like Baba is doing with us now, he is saving us from a lot of trouble by giving us Srimad, but not only by giving us Srimad, he's really doing practical stuff with us. And at that point in time, all over the world, he will be touching us again and giving us that kind of support and practical help.
Yes, of course it's possible.
Sorry.
When you're explaining the cycle to some souls and they can't comprehend, now you had, you know, an interest in, so you started researching. How do we, I'm not saying convince someone to accept the cycle, but how do we start to create an intrigue in their intellect to see the cycle in a different way?
I don't know, for me it's kind of, I am so excited to talk about the cycle that it's more the excitement maybe. But I feel that if you tell in the form of a story, first thing, and then secondly, I would say if you have this kind of mysteries, you have the awareness that the people are in search of mysteries. There are so many books about them. And if you just read a few of these books, and you can drop, you know, in the conversation something like that, you see, okay, history is not something that has been proved or a final history. There is a lot going on and a lot being discovered. And so there is this one history, there is that one history. And the cosmology now is coming to the cycle, you know. It used to be only Big Bang, now it's the second theory, it's the cyclic theory. And then you have the archaeology. All, in all areas of research, you have people discovering more and more things that are unexplainable. And so if you can drop these things, and then people will say, oh, that's why. So you're not just saying something from mythology, because mythology for people is like a fairy tale. You are really giving them hints.
Okay, so what I wanted to do now is to have groups of churnings, because now it's, if it becomes just a conversation with Simone, it's not the idea. You are welcome to chat with her, it's her passion. So whenever you catch her, sure, yeah, have lunch together. And then what I would like to do now is see what other passion would you like to talk about? Like how we churn in a group, because I think this is one of the things Baba tells us to do, to refresh ourselves. But we do not do it much, right? So maybe we could do today here as a sample. So who would be interested in karma? Raise your hands. Okay, so we have karma. Who would be interested in cycle? 1, 2, 3, 4. The Russians come divide. We only have one translator, right? And who would be interested in churning about the soul? Okay. So, soul people can come here towards Aruna. The cycle people can go back with Simone. And the karma people, who were the karma people? Raise your hands. Okay. So the karma people can meet in the other corner there. So, okay, how do we do that? First, maybe now we're sitting together, I will gently guide a few reflections around this, three topics. And then you will meet in your groups and you will share these reflections that you've had now in the silence. And then afterwards, you just go on churning together and get the churning machine going. Because I find that the churning is something that's very valuable, but it's a precise use of the intellect that not everybody really knows how to do. So conversing, then, it becomes very rich. Yeah, for now, afterwards it's your own conversations. We will meet again at 4 o'clock, but the group will meet in meditation hall, because for the music it's much nicer to have the music there, the sound is better. So if you want to invite some people to come and join us, you're welcome if they haven't come this morning. I know some of the teachers might want to come, they were in the session this afternoon. And what we'll do is work more around yoga. This morning was working more around Gyan. As we see, it's always like that. But, okay? So now what we can do is just allow our body to relax. Brother, no music, just silence. And I allow myself to contemplate the image of Baba about this topic. So I look at the soul, seeing the three faculties. I contemplate the three faculties and the point of light, the point of peace energy, love energy, purity, power, truth and happiness. I contemplate the cycle and I see the cycle spin. I project myself in the golden age as a pure, blissful, perfect being. And I see myself and this wheel of time emerging, the memory of Silver Age now. And now emerging the memory of the beginning of Copper Age. Emerging the memory of worshipping, of connecting with God. I emerge the memory of Iron Age and coming back to Baba, to his light. And now I emerge the image of the scale of karma, the positive, the negative, and the pure, pure karma in the middle. Behind the scale, all the negative is there. behind the pure, positive karma. Our lives of neutral karma. And now, in this age and time, Baba, the teacher, teaching us pure actions. I allow this image that I've chosen to churn on this morning to be in front of my eyes now. And I contemplate it with Baba, allowing it to take meaning in my mind, in my heart, in my intellect, allowing my soul to awaken to it, to align to divine truth. Om Shanti. So you have these three groups. You can go on churning, reflecting. If in the group you want some silence again, most welcome. If you want to use the drawing, the painting, to make something that you want to share this afternoon, we'll have a moment of sharing from 5:30 to 6 at the end. So if there is something that you want to share that's more artistic, poem-like or drawing-like or image-like or song-like, welcome. And remember where we meet? In meditation hall at what time?
4:00.
Okay, great. Does anyone want to go? No, so that's fine. So you can divide yourself in this room to discuss comfortably. The Russians, which group do you want to be? Karma? Soul? Psyche? Что хочется? Raise your hands, the Russians. Karma. Raise your hands for karma. For Russians only. Okay, raise your hands for cycle. Raise your hands for soul. Okay, think karma one. Okay. So the karma group can stay in this circle because there is quite a large group. And then the cycle can go to the left and the soul to the right. And you decide where you want to work, and you just come back with it, you come back to this afternoon, all right? Enjoy yourselves. No problem, it's okay. Just now is conversation time. Yeah?